not gonna stop from the top to the bottom.
I don't know what it is, but he puts out complete trash for people to listen to. So you know what, Ken? To your defense, he is a fucking genius. He puts out dude who can just what?
He's a genius or he's a marketing
genius? He's a marketing
genius. Yo, Lil B's a fucking genius, my nigga. Yeah. I wonder who would win in a fight with Ken and Mike. Mike probably fuck Ken shit up. See that.
Number two, Kendrick Lamar down. Number one, Odyssey. It's the iceberg.
Do the Odyssey again.
Do the Odyssey.
Bro, just do your whole shit.
Over. They say they wanted
you
to
sound order. So unprepared.
But I can edit that part.
All right, let's do it over.
Right. You always have to do your shit over.
Number five, I have Kendrick Lamar down. Number four, I have Jordan Lucas.
That phone number?
Yeah, 508-507-2209. Number three, I have Odyssey or Iceberg. Number two, I have, he has a long title too. Quelle Chris, being you is great. I wish I could be you more often. And number one, yeah, I think it's pretty obvious, Rock Marciano, Rosebud Revenge. All
right, number five, I got Joyner Lucas, 508-507-2209. Number four, I got Jid, The Never End of the Story. Number three, I got Freddie Gibbs, You Only Live Twice. Number two, I got Kendrick Damn. Number one, Jay-Z, 444.
I'm putting this shit in order as we go. I know.
Number five is John Wayne, rap album number two. Number four is Rock Marciano, Rosebud's Revenge. Number three is Jay-Z, 444. Number two is Kendrick Lamar's Damn. And number one, number one is Odyssey, The Iceberg.
There you go. That was so much better.
Mm-hmm. Number five, I have Beans, Wolves of the World. Number four, I have Kendrick Lamar, Damn. Number three, I got POS with Chill Dummy. Number two, I got Brother Ali, All the Beauty in This Whole Life. And number one, I got Sadistic with Alters.
The way I came up with my mid-year was a combination of what I thought was the best projects plus how often I go back listening to it. Joyner Lucas is relatively new, so, you know, but I've been bumping that shit. You know, his album is dope. Jid was earlier on in the year. I don't listen to it as much, but I haven't forgotten. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I go back here and there, and that motherfucker's amazing. Freddie Gibbs, I know when we did the review, nobody but me and B really liked it like that. And then I wasn't necessarily too surprised that you didn't have it on there, but
I still enjoyed it, but
But for me, I still listen to that shit. That nigga, that project is hard as shit. Freddie, please give me something else.
Him and Madlib, they supposed to be dropping this.
Yeah, movie. Yeah. I'm what? So, man, when I started listening to this Jay project, I was like, FIFO, don't fan out. Don't fan out. But the more I'm listening to it,
I mean, you've had some time to listen to it before we came and did this.
Yeah, of course.
And as a big Jay-Z fan, it's almost undeniable.
I was conflicted. I'm like, damn, Kendrick's Damn is really, really fucking good. And I've sat with it. I understand it. I know it. I got it. But this Jay-Z, I was just like, man, I gotta put him number one. Like, it's the...
Oh, you had him number one.
Yeah. Number one. And that's why, like, in the review, I was like, let me not fan out. But when I was putting together my list, I'm like...
At the end of the day, it is a mid-year.
Yeah, it's mid-year. And it obviously can change.
Right.
You know, what other albums have come out that you like that's... better than that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like there were some
justifiable.
Yeah, there was some fighting for, you know, to get five. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. But like once it got down to the top three, I already knew what it was. You know what I'm saying? I knew Jay was gonna be in my top three. I just didn't know where. Mm-hmm. And when I started listening to the other albums, I said, God damn, man, Jay gonna be number one. Jay gonna be number one. So it is what it is, man. It is what it is.
How'd you come up with yours?
Pretty much replay value. Well, my number five, it was three albums fighting for my five, which was end up being, you know, Kendrick Lamar, Damn, but it was John Wayne and a Brother Ali album. Those three albums were fighting for like which one I'm gonna put at five. Mm-hmm. But I have a at least a feeling that they're gonna end up making the top 10 anyway once we do our 10 end of the year. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, I know Brother Ali and John Wayne gonna be in my 10, but you'll see what this second half of the year is gonna come. But yeah, that was pretty much replay value. I play Rock Macchiato almost at least once a day, almost.
Once a day?
Yeah, I gotta listen. That's like my gospel in the morning or something. I just gotta listen to it, man. I love that.
Okay.
Cole Chris is another one I was bumping a lot too. That's another
album. I gave that a spin, man. I gave that a spin a few times.
Man, I love it.
Yeah, I gave it a spin a few times.
Which one? The Quelle Chris?
Yeah. Okay.
And then, Odyssey never lets me down.
Yeah.
It's just...
I can always pop
on Odyssey. Yeah, and I think I said this in the review. I think ever since we've been doing Dead Hip Hop, every time we do year-end list, he's always in my list at some point. If he drops something, but he's never been like one, I don't think. He's never made like the number one on my list, but he's always been like two, three, or four, or something like that.
Because I think with him, man, he's just like really good. You know what I mean? It's not like
he's so consistent.
Yeah, he's just really good and consistent. It's not like a standout guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He don't blow you away.
Yeah. It's just really good.
For me, I replay value and. And so what I do and what I did this year is I had like all of the albums that I really, really love in a playlist, you know, so I don't have to go back and try to figure out what dropped here, what dropped there. I could just go through that playlist and be like, all right, so let me find five. So yeah, it was pretty much, I mean, easy pickings except for five because I was flip-flopping between Quelle Chris and John Wayne for that fifth spot. But everything else, like the new Jay-Z just came out and, you know, I've been bumping that ever since it came out. There's just so much to kind of pull out and unpack for it, but I still think it was a little early to overtake the other ones that I had in front of it. Kendrick Lamar's obviously a great album. And, you know, the Odyssey.
Where was Kendrick on your list?
Three.
Yeah.
Three? Yeah. What was Jay?
Wait, no.
No, Jay was three.
Jay was three. Kendrick was two. But I think with the Odyssey and why it was number one is that I played the album to death, you know, and I played the album way more than I played Kendrick Lamar's album, and I think I referenced this in the review, like, it's an album that I could play around my family, you know, and it's a great album to me, and to have that extra added layer on top of it made it even better. But yeah, that doesn't take away from Kendrick or anything else that dropped, you know, below it, like, I think that's just when I'm looking at those two spots, it's really between those two. So it's like, I just bump Odyssey up to this one spot because of that, so.
I always do it just replay value.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it just makes it easier for me to, I just say, what have I listened to the most this year? That way I don't have to get into these fucking stupid debates about, well, you gonna say that so-and-so's project is better than so-and-so's project? Right. Nah, that's all I'm saying. This project might be well made or made better, but this one just called to me more. This one was saying, you know, Mike, listen to me. The only regret that I have, honestly, is I forgot about that Rock Marciano coming out this year. I totally forgot about that. I'm not sure if that would have beat out my number five. My number five was a struggle between, Beans, and that's not Beanie Siegel, by the way. Beans, Jid, and Billy Woods. Now, the only reason Billy Woods, I had to take it out because it just came out. Mm. So it seemed disingenuous for me to be like, well, this shit came out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had it for like 3 weeks. So I'm not, though. It is good. But I'm not sitting here and try to lie and be like, okay, well, that's going to beat out the albums that I've been going back to repeatedly for the past 4 or 5 months. The Jid... That was a battle because that Jid project is so creative and so dope. But yeah, it was just, I kept going back to that Beans. It was just, it's an indie rap nerd album. Mm-hmm. So anything he does, I'm just always going back to. But it was a struggle for my number one because it was like, you have two completely polar opposite albums. Mm-hmm. You have this one that's really dark and this one that's really positive. And it's just the way I am. I just always gravitate towards those darker albums. So those are the projects I just listen to the most. And that POS kind of snuck in there because for some reason, when an album comes out and I don't like it immediately, and once I do end up liking it, it always seems like I like it way more than a whole lot of other shit. And it's like, once that POS album clicked, it was just like, oh, this is fucking amazing.
But I mean, Damn was obviously a no-brainer. I mean,
that was
it was number four.
Four.
It was number four. I feel like I returned to it a lot. I returned to it a lot more than some of his other projects, but I definitely need to give that Quelle Chris a listen. I haven't listened to that yet. I do really like that John Wayne project, where he's coming soon, by the way. I know y'all lazy motherfuckers won't know, but I'm just telling y'all that he's on tour.
Jonah Lucas, in your thoughts at all?
No, I forgot about it. Mm. And I don't know that he would be... I mean, it's one of those albums that I feel like I like it a lot when I put it on. Mm-hmm. But I don't really have much of a desire to run back and put it on.
Gotcha.
And who knows, maybe next week I might just go throw it on and it might be like, oh, you fucking up. That's but how, for right now,
that's how I feel with JID. When I heard you mention, I was like, ah, oh, I forgot that, because I usually have like a little list of albums that I like consider for five, and I forgot to list that in there.
That's what I do.
Because that was an album that I enjoyed a lot too. Was that one? And I forgot to put it in my recommendations list. For my, you know, what I'm gonna put for five.
There was no way I was gonna miss that. There was no way, because you know I always talk about bumping away music. Like all these projects that I put in my top five, them shits bumping away park. Maybe Jay-Z not that hard. You know, Jay-Z's number one for different reasons. Right. But at all the other four albums, man, them shits sound amazing in the car.
I think for me having Jordan Lucas in there, I think it's just so refreshing for someone like I've never heard a project, and it was just like, and it was so dope. It was conceptually well done. So I think I was kind of still stuck on that newness of it, I guess, if you want to call it. So that's why it ended up making.
I haven't played it since the review.
Since the review.
The Gin?
Nope. No, not
Jordan Lucas. No, I haven't really either.
Gin was in my best of folder. Yeah, that Billy Woods was in there.
Projecting forward, do you think that all five of these are going to make your end of year?
They might not be in that order.
Yeah, they might. I think they're going to be
Billy's creeping up. I see Gin will definitely be in there.
Yep.
Top 10 is going to be a lot easier than top 5. Rock Marciano will definitely be in there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But did y'all hear the Sci High Schoolboy?
No. Is it out? I've heard him talking about it. Is it out?
So this is, I can't remember the name of the song. It's Sci High's first single featuring Schoolboy. I can't remember the name.
Yeah.
But that shit's amazing. But Sci High's album is supposed to be dropping. Hmm. Finally.
Yeah. On Good Music?
Yeah, Good Music.
No, I think it will this time.
Yeah, no. It is. The album's turned in. He's already dropping singles off of the shit. The album is coming.
I ain't hear the single.
How long ago was he on the freshman list? And that's like, he was one of the main people. I'm like, oh yeah, once I dropped the album. Nigga, damn near 10 years later, he ain't dropped the album. So I'm definitely anticipating this.
It's gonna be 11.
No, because he wasn't dropping singles before. He kept saying, the album's coming out.
Exactly.
He didn't drop any singles.
Exactly.
This is the first time he's actually dropped a single.
We got a release date?
Yeah, I think he gave one, didn't he?
I'm not 100% sure. Oh. But
Ken ain't sold. Ken needs some receipts.
Yeah. Ken needs some receipts quick.
But I follow him on Instagram. I've seen him have creative advertising meetings and stuff like. So everything that something's happening. Everything he's putting out there is leading to an album.
I hope so, man.
So I don't hope he does all of this and then it doesn't, like, that would be the worst career move for him.
Well, Kanye's supposed to be doing an album, isn't he?
That TurboGrafx thing?
Nah, he changed his name.
He got
changed
something
again. Oh yeah, I think he changed his name again. But I think that's supposed to come out.
Called Moving Around.
That's a side track?
Yeah, that's a side track featuring Schoolboy.
Well, Kanye better put that Jay-Z money to good use.
Yeah, that's 20 mil.
Yeah. Rock Marciano dropping another album, part two of Rosebud.
I did hear he was going to
play it.
Bitter,
sound
bitter, bitter, bitter
though.
Mad Libbing Freddie Gibbs. Based on Freddie Gibbs, he said he's dropping this year, so I'm definitely looking forward to hearing Bandana.
That's definitely anticipated. Like, man, Freddie's just one of those guys for me now. Anytime he drops, I'm
just shocking what you're doing.
I mean, ever since you put me on that fucking project, dog. Pronto?
Fucking Lupe. It's supposed to drop another project this year.
Oh, I thought you were going to say retire.
Well, I think he's going to retire after these two projects.
Oh, that Dragos, the real Dragos, I think that's going to be dope. Like, I heard some of those tracks.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward
I was like,
to
see, this is exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, that light shit. Get that light shit out of here.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Throwaway tracks. He actually said that, too.
He ain't going to drop an album of throwaway tracks.
But I thought he said he dropped it to get off the label or something like that.
It wasn't I thought it was a mixtape or some shit. Wasn't it?
No, that was an album.
That was an album.
Yeah, Droga's
Light was an album?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, man. I'm sick of listening to him talk.
Sean Price, Imperious Rest.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
Why you from because it's just posthumous albums don't interest me.
Because
there's a reason the material didn't come out.
Yep.
And it's been this long. He's been dead for 2 years? Or three? Has it been 3 years?
What's the year? 2015.
Is it 20? Okay.
Yeah.
So.
But wasn't this his last planned album?
And he just, I've never heard that in the past. Okay. I could be wrong, though. I could be 100% wrong.
Yeah, you could be really wrong. Because, like, I mean, just because sometimes it takes people, you know, years to make an album. They might have the songs, but.
No. He's been dead for 2 years. So I'm saying is, why would it then take 2 years after he's passed to release songs that he's made?
Because I don't know, just trying to figure out how to put it all together. Because it's not him. You want that project to be put out the way you would think he would want it put out. You see what I'm saying? So it seems like it'd take time for something like
obviously,
that.
Obviously, you know, like, but. Just the business side of stuff, right?
That
like,
too.
You know, you gotta.
I know his life was heavily and probably
exactly like the estate. We know litigation in America, bro. Sometimes it can take that.
Sean Price album, though.
Has anybody ever did that successfully?
Whether that's the case or not. So.
Did Machiavelli come out?
It came out after Pac died.
After he died, and that still was a dope project.
Yes, yeah, because Pac had been working on a gang of songs.
And everything after that.
Yeah.
No, everything after.
Exactly. Yeah,
I get you, but Machiavelli
was dope. I'm still down with Still I Rise and shit with the album.
Machiavelli was the last Pac project. Them other shits was like Pac and Friends.
I get you. But I'm saying it could be a situation like that.
You're right, it could be. Who knows?